وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى. ما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters. With a new session of Ramadan questions and answers. And with the first night of Ramadan, after we have alhamdulillah finished the Salah of the Taraweeh here in Saudi Arabia around 2 hours ago. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate every one of you for this great and blessed of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who do good in it, and forgive us if we mistake or commit a sin. Our topic today is the hadith which is reported by Bukhari and Muslim, which is reported by Imam Bukhari on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, How do you hear me, by the way? How did you hear me? Did you hear me well before? طيب الحمد لله. The hadith of Abu Hurairah, which I mentioned, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, whomsoever does not give up forged speech and evil actions, Allah is not in need of his leaving of food and drink. And this means that Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept this fasting from this person. And here it means that this fasting may not consequence forgiveness of all the sins of this person, and may not increase the taqwa in the heart of this person. As we know that Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 185, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Are you who believe? Fasting is made obligatory upon you as it was made obligatory upon the people before you, for that you may fear Allah. So one of the consequences of, or one of the results, one of the results of fasting is to gain taqwa. And the second is to have your sins forgiven, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whomsoever fast the month of Ramadan إيمانا, in believing that it is obligated upon him to fast during it, واحتسابا, seeking the reward from Allah, then as a result of that Allah Ta'ala will forgive his previous sins. And as I said, this hadith is reported by Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Now the one who does not leave, the one who does not give up forged speech and evil acts, he would not be given the promised reward, as we just heard now, taqwa and forgiveness. All the sins. He may get some taqwa and some forgiveness, but not as he needs, because there is a barrier, there is a preventer. So one needs to free himself from all these kind of barriers and preventers, in order that taqwa reaches his heart and all of his sins, the minor and the major, the minor and the major, would be forgiven. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi and the like. We are going to do or to conduct our talks every night inshallah ta'ala, or every day 5 p.m. Saudi time, for about an hour. We'll give a small talk, explaining ayah and hadith, and then we give the chance to you to ask. Now, and whoever now has a question, please raise your hand. أم عبد الرحمن, نعم تفضلي. And as we all know that the the policy of the room is not to give the mic to anyone. You just need to write. Sister Umar was saying, if a sister pray 8 rak'ah of Taraweeh after Isha, and then she wants or she wishes to wake up and some more qiyam before Fajr, is this permissible? And then when should she pray the Shafa and Witr? Yes, it is permissible. It is permissible. As we mentioned this day, that in the hadith of In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, if you fast, if you sleep, he said, the best way of fasting is the way of Dawood, and the best way of praying at night is the way of Dawood. He used to pray some of the night and then sleep, and then he used to sleep first and then awake again. And by that, she could do the two merits, or get the two merits of standing in prayer, which is first to pray with the imam until the prayer finishes. And this will grant her prayer of one full night. At the same time, she will pray the other prayer. So it is permissible, wallahu ta'ala alam. نعم أم شيماء نعم. So when she prays the witr, okay, she prays the witr, better to if she prays the witr at the beginning with the imam, at the beginning of the night with the imam, then she can delay the if she prays the witr with the imam, then she does not pray witr at home. She just prays shabbat, 2, 2, 2, 2. If she prays as we said that if she prays the witr with the imam, which is better, then shab' all the rest of the night. But if she does not pray with the imam witr, then she pray the witr at the end of the night. Wallahu a'lam. Naam, Abdullah. Shayma. Okay. You were raising your hand and you still. If you have a question, you forward it. MashaAllah. Ya Shaykhana, we want to better ourselves more in Ramadan. Is it allowed to wear a long loose jilbab that has sleeves similar to a thobe, or do we have to wear to cover ourselves with the long khimar to cover the arms and shoulders? Also, because hijab is a form of worship, are the incorrect forms of hijab considered bid'ah, since people do that to come closer to Allah? If they mean to worship Allah by this particular style, then this is bid'ah. But if they just wear it as a style, yani, or maybe due to desire they like it, then this is a sin if it is due to a desire. But the best way for a woman to cover her body is with the jilbab, not with the one that looks like the thobe, because the woman should not separate her body parts, like hands separate or legs, or and especially when she is going out to the street. Wallahu a'lam. Sister Shayma says, sorry, I will try again. Assalamu alaikum. Should one read Quran during Ramadan or also do hifz? If one does not understand Arabic well, is it permissible to read translation while listening to the Quran? Yes, it's okay to read the translation while listening to Quran. And there is a CD given to me that has an Arab perfect reciter recites, and then an English translation is played of the same ayah that the reciter recited. And in Ramadan, it is better to keep reading and reciting the Quran. Keep reading the Quran from beginning to the end, once again. Naam, Allahu A'lam. Sarsabil, go ahead. Wa fikum barakam. Naam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to know if a 9-year-old daughter asks you to fast, is it allowed to say no to her? Also, is it allowed for a mother to wear kuffar clothes for her kids, like tight clothes and tight jeans, and also no hijab for the girl who 9 years and 10 years old? Also, if is it fard for the mother to wake up this girl for Fajr? Also, what do you advise for a sister who want to wear niqab, but if she wear it, she will create fitna in her home? Is it allowed to wear it behind her family back? Let me begin with the last part of the question. What kind of fitna that can be made out of the hijab or the niqab? From whom? Anger from whom? Who's going to be angry? Mother and brothers. Well, you have to choices. One is your Lord, who commanded you to wear the niqab and the hijab. The second is your mother and brothers, who command you not to wear it. So which one you seek mercy from and fear punishment of? Of course you're going to say, my Lord. Then, if you're going to say, my Lord is the one I seek mercy and assistance and help from, then you should obey him alone. What if she take it off? She's in sin. She's a sinner. Because she obeyed her family members by the disobedience of Allah. Back to the beginning of the question. I want to know if your 9-year daughter asks you to fast. Is it allowed to say no? No, it is not. Unless you know that she is sick and she's going to get worse. But if she is okay, then it is better to leave her fast. Also, is it allowed for a mother to wear tight or kuffar clothes? No. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, the curse is upon the one who imitated the kuffar. And clothing is one of the main ways of imitating the kuffar. And the third part of the question is it permissible for one to wear jeans, tight jeans and tight clothes she allows 9 and 10 years old girl to wear such kind of clothes? No, it is not permissible. It is not permissible. Like the previous question answer. And back to the last part of the question. Where the questioner says, is it obligatory, is it wajib upon me to awake my 9-year-old for Fajr prayer? 9 or 10. Yes, it is fard, because the Prophet said, مُرُوا أَبْنَاءَكُمْ لِصَلَاةِ السَّبْعِ وَضَرِبُوهُمْ عَلَيْهَا الْعَشَرِ. So you are commanded to command your son to pray the Tarawih. Now, Mukhlisa, go ahead. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some of us sisters are confused about when the woman is considered to be clear from her menses. Is she clean when all of the blood has left the body and only clear discharge remains? If this is the case and the sister's menses last for longer than 2 days, does she have to wait until she is completely clean of, did I say 2 days? No, 7 days, of all blood before she can pray fast. Right. First of all, you said that some of you sisters are confused of the menstrual issues, and that's true. As the ulama say, that the woman's menses is an ocean that has no coast, open ocean. That means whatsoever issues you bring, you're gonna see more, because this is day by day issue, day by day problem. نعم. Then we say the sign for the end of the period of menses for a woman is different from one person. Some, their sign is just as she said, the clean and clear discharge. And the second is she see what we call it al-qussa al-bayda, a white, a slight white liquid that discharge, that is discharged out of the private part of the woman. So that is the the answer of this question. But here I would just ask your I just want to apologize that I have to stop, because as you hear my voice, I'm totally exhausted. I've been working from early morning and continuing until now, and worked at the masjid. So instead of, and I'm feeling that I'm getting sleepy, instead of that I made a mistake in answering any of these questions, and it may be very, very important to the person, then I would make him be in confusion, or I would make him confused. Therefore, I say I better stop here. جزاكم الله خير والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. And as I said, tomorrow inshallah 5 o'clock we're gonna meet once again. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.